Hello and welcome to SG Voice Talks 2, brought to you by Sustainable Growth Voice, part of DC Thompson. In our fortnightly episodes, we interview individuals who are contributing to the sustainable economy or disrupting the status quo. I am Giulia Bottaro, news editor at SG Voice, and this week I'm joined by Aileen Ryan, chief executive at Preoptima. Hi, Aileen. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, Julia. My pleasure.
So I would like to start to just learn a little bit about Preoptima and what you do.
Okay, great. So Preoptima is a relatively young company. We started last year and we are entirely focused on producing a software solution to radically reduce the emissions from the built environment specifically.
It sounds like a great undertaking. So what are the issues then with the built environment?
So the built environment, as you probably know, is an enormous source of emissions globally today. And the emissions are broadly split into two. There's embodied carbon, which is kind of the elephant in the room, really. It's the carbon that's involved in the manufacture, the transportation, and the construction process itself. So when the keys of a new building are handed over, the embodied carbon is effectively locked in, and there's nothing you can do to reduce it later. And then you've got the operational carbon, which is the day-to-day use of energy in order to heat and cool and live in our buildings. And these two items together comprise what's called whole life carbon. And there are a lot of solutions. And we as individuals who live in buildings are very focused on the operational emissions, right, in reducing our energy costs and transitioning to better types of fuel that we believe are better for the environment. But really, there's a huge challenge that remains unsolved, which is the embodied carbon challenge. And so Preoptima is very focused, first of all, on the concept of whole life carbon, because it's the whole picture that really makes a difference. But also the embodied or the upfront carbon is a very challenging problem to solve. And so we feel like there's a great market opportunity, and there's a huge opportunity to reduce emissions very radically by focusing there.
So how are you helping companies in reducing their total whole carbon?
So when we think about embodied carbon, the tools or the methodologies that exist today are really only able to operate when the design of a building or the design of a deep retrofit of a building is complete. And you can consider that more like accounting for the embodied carbon. So when you know your material quantities, you can put a carbon coefficient against each of the materials and do some, you know, relatively simple. I don't want to underplay it because it's not that simple, but it's relatively simple to do the mathematics to say I've got X tons of steel and the carbon coefficient is Y, therefore I've got Z tons of emissions associated with that element of my building. But the problem with that is it only tells you what the carbon at the end of the design is expected to be. It doesn't help you to reduce that. So what Preoptima does is from a super early stage, we provide what we call a carbon optioneering capability. So we will look at a building geometry and we go back to first principles on the structural equations and we will say, okay, well, if you were to build that building in this way with these types of materials, this is what we predict the carbon outcome would be. But we also will say you've got lots of alternatives. And so if you chose this alternative, this is what your carbon outcome is going to be. So we offer this optioneering all through the design process so that as each design decision is being analyzed and before a design decision is locked in, it's the awareness of the carbon impact is on the table alongside all of the other elements that are important, you know, the aesthetics of the building, the functionality of the building, costs, etc., etc. But we can sit carbon prediction alongside all of those other parameters and encourage better decision-making from an environmental point of view.
So it's basically giving carbon the same importance that functionality and other parts of building a building are.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there are a number of drivers. First of all, obviously, we want to make an impact from the point of view of reducing emissions. But there are a number of drivers that are really helpful to us in the market. So first of all, there's regulation related to embodied and whole life carbon coming online all the time. So we constantly track globally embodied carbon regulations, and we're now aware of 127 different regulatory regimes in different parts of the world related to embodied carbon. So that's very positive. But we also see cities are moving ahead of regulation. So in London, for example, there is a carbon threshold above which it will be very difficult to obtain planning permission. And there's also going to be a carbon tax above that threshold in many jurisdictions, including New York with Local Law 97. And also some jurisdictions are asking for whole life carbon assessments and evidence of optioneering very early on in the planning process. So all of that is really helpful for deployment of a tool like what Preoptima is producing.
Who are your clients then? Is it just the architects or is it everyone across the value chain?
It's potentially everyone who's involved in the design of a building. So, you know, arguably the people who have the most to benefit from, and conversely the most risk if they don't, if something like Preoptima is not used, are the people who own the building or the people who have funded the building. Because if planning applications are slowed down because the local authorities are asking questions about carbon optioneering and are concerned about the carbon impact, planning applications getting delayed means they've got finances tied up in a particular site or a particular location, and they're not yet able to build on it and start to recoup that capital that they have invested or committed to invest. So it's really everybody in the upfront design part of the building, from the owners, the developers, the architects, the engineers, and also the planning authorities.
So what are your next steps as a company now?
So we're in a pilot with four fantastic customers at the moment, which is wonderful. I hope to absolutely delight those customers and move to full commercial engagement with them. And then, like every startup, our goal is to scale the number of customers and the number of building projects that we're supporting in each customer.
Do you find that there is demand for this type of service then?
There's a massive recognition that this type of service is needed. And we have lots and lots of incoming requests. One of the challenges for us is embodied carbon is somewhat geographically dependent. So, for example, the materials that we use for construction in the UK will have different embodied carbon to potentially the same type of material in a different location. So, you know, when we look at different geographies, we need to make sure that the data set is scientifically as accurate as we can possibly make it, so that we're giving really good data for each geographic location. Now, obviously, you know, the difference between North London and South London is not going to be impactful in the grand scheme of things, but the difference between London and New York definitely is going to be impactful. So that's one of our kind of commercial challenges as we scale, is to make sure that we are giving people data sets that are specific enough for where they are located so that they can have accurate figures.
Where do you take this data from?
So there are a number of sources of data. First of all, in the UK, the National Statistics Office annually produces data related to materials that are used in the construction supply chain in the UK. So for example, we know that structural timber in the UK comes, 80% of it comes from Scandinavia, 20% of it comes from Canada. So we can come up with a weighted average if you haven't chosen the exact material yet. So that's how we would work very early on in the design process. But as you move through the design process, you start to choose specific materials. And some design firms, for example, have their favorite materials that they know work for them, in which case they probably already have quite accurate data, and we allow them to create custom assemblies. So, import their own templates of materials that they reuse from project to project where they have a lot of specificity on the data. But we also have an API which is able to tap into what's called EPD database. EPD is an environmental product descriptor, and there are 150,000 different environmental product descriptors for different things that are used in the construction process, different materials, different taps or mechanical, electrical equipment, EPDs associated with all of those things. So we can also pick up very specific data as and when the designer or the person involved in the design is ready to make those decisions.
I understand. This sounds incredibly fascinating. Thank you, Aileen. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I'm just really pleased to be here today, and Preoptima is absolutely delighted to be ready to take on new customers. And if there's any listeners to the podcast who are either interested in the challenge of embodied carbon, the challenge of whole life carbon, we'd love to speak with them.
Amazing. I mean, the point of SG Voice is to be a platform to connect companies looking to engage in sustainable transition. So thanks again, Aileen. This is it for this episode, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. If you want more SG Voice, you can visit us at sgvoice.net or follow us on LinkedIn for our latest stories. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter to get the latest sustainability news and insights straight to your inbox. All of the links needed are in the show notes. Thanks for listening.